Imagine a city with millions of inhabitants, and that everyone is out on the street at exactly the same time, trying to get somewhere. In such a situation, you could never meet up with who you know, nor get where you want to. There would be inescapable chaos. Yet no such problems arise under the sea. Millions of living things and thousands of species all live perfectly comfortably. Fish generally congregate with other members of the same species and swim together in schools. Yet despite the crowds, they never lose their way or become confused. None steps outside the responsibility given to it. There is such perfect harmony, such flawless equilibrium among them, that this equilibrium is never disrupted, despite the millions of beings all living independent lives. These living things are also completely adapted to their habitats. They need very different and immaculate systems in order to be able to live underwater, protect themselves, feed, and reproduce. Their organs and ways of moving are all perfectly suited to their environment. There can be no doubt that it is impossible for these fish to decide which direction they need to go in, or whether the creatures around them belong to their own species or not, nor never to impair the harmony that prevails no matter what direction they may head in. It is impossible for the organs and systems needed for life underwater to form spontaneously. This harmony and organization in all the creatures living under the sea is clear proof that they are the work of Allah, our one and only Creator. There is no doubt that it is Allah, Lord of the Worlds, who creates these creatures, directs them, inspires in them what they need to do, and who knows all their needs. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He knows what you are engaged upon. On the day when they are returned to Him, He will inform them of what they did. Allah has knowledge of all things.